You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
10 Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. Welcome. You did it. You're here. New year, same show, same format. 10 takes, 10 minutes, me spouting at you. Thanks for joining us. I'm really flattered that you clicked, and I'm not going to waste any of your time. Start the clock. Take number one, the Ravens are the best team in the world. They just had their best game of the year against the Dolphins, or did they? That's what's fun about the Ravens. You can just sit here and lay all their wins out on the table, pick the prettiest one, pick the nastiest one. They destroyed the Dolphins. They pantsed the Niners. They crushed the Lions. They beat the hell out of the Seahawks. You can just keep on going. Just keep going. That was an annihilation against the Dolphins. The Ravens are so far ahead of the field. You don't see a team often that is this far ahead of the pack. What's crazy is the Niners were this team a month ago, and they got destroyed by Baltimore. It was the end of the game when the game was already in hand, and the Ravens just said, who hasn't scored yet? Anybody else want a touchdown? I was reminded of my adolescence, the 98 NBA Finals. Bulls, Jazz, Jordan, Malone. There was a game, you can look it up, that the Bulls won by 42 points. And every single player on the roster scored. Everyone. It wasn't just Michael and Scotty and Harper and Luke Longley and Rodman. Everybody on the bench scored. Judd Bushler scored. Bobby Hansen, Randy Brown. You name it. Keep on going. Because I remember it, there was only one player who hadn't scored yet. Only one. And it was Bill Wennington, their center, who looks like an English teacher. And he had a baseline jumper towards the end of the game. And I think it was Costas on the call saying, the night is complete. That was the Ravens' victory over the Dolphins. Melvin Gordon, one, is on the Ravens. Two, scored a touchdown against the Dolphins. Pat Ricard, my favorite Raven, number 42, the fullback, scored his first touchdown of the year. I think it was his fifth catch of the year. He doesn't have any carries. That was the Ravens. They're going Bill Wennington on a really, really good Dolphins team. That's how good they are. Take number two. I told you about the Steelers. I told you, and I told your friend, and I told your brother, and I told your sister, and I told your children, and I told your mother and your father. I told you, don't give up on this team. Don't give up on the Steelers. I don't care how bad they look. They can Trubisky their pants 3-2 games in a row. Doesn't matter. Don't give up on the Steelers. They go to Seattle. They have an incredible win in which Najee Harris has the best game of his career. Jaylen Warren is my idol. They destroy. He didn't even need the big TJ Watt game. They did it. Don't ever give up on the Steelers. Just trust the logo. Trust the brand. I remember during COVID, you might remember the same type of thing. There was all kinds of crazy things going on where, oh my God, what's going to happen with the stock market? What's going to happen with finances? And, you know, he's telling you, you should pull your money out. You should do this, do that, put it in a mattress. I like to talk to my dad about financial things. And I remember calling him. I'm like, Dad, I'm hearing some pretty scary things. Should I pull any money I have out of the stock market? And he goes, never. Always have faith in Uncle Sam. It'll be all right. And I was like, always have faith in Uncle Sam. That sounds pretty naive and corny, Dad, but I think you might be right. And he was. I didn't lose all my money. Thank God. the Pittsburgh Steelers are like Uncle Sam in the stock market. It may get really scary. It may get really ugly. You may lose some. Have faith. Take number three. The Eagles are terrible. Terrible. Do you understand that they were at home against an Arizona Cardinals team that's going to have a top five pick in the draft? And the Cardinals didn't punt in that game. They didn't punt in that game. That is something that the Kurt Warner Cardinals never did, a puntless game, that the Carson Palmer Cardinals never did, puntless games. And those teams that went deep in the playoffs into the Super Bowl. But Kyler Murray just walked in there to the link and didn't punt. You know the Cardinals had 32 first downs? Do you know that is the second most they have ever had in the history of the organization? An organization that's only been around since 1898. God, the Eagles suck. I said this yesterday. The city of Philadelphia and their sports fans got more defensive intensity from James Harden while he was a 76er than they're getting from anybody on the Eagles right now. You could bring in James Harden, put in pads and helmet on him, and say, James, play middle linebacker. And his effort in tackling and intensity would be an increase over what's out there right now. 32 first downs to the Cardinals. Ugh. Take number four. Dolphins-Bills is an awesome Week 18 game. Awesome Week 18 game. At night in Miami. It's going to be in the air tonight. The Phil Collins, Miami Vice. I don't know how Miami's going to stop Josh Allen. And I hate to be such a homer or a honk. I can't be a homer. I'm not from Buffalo. About Josh Allen, but I'm not being. Just look at the stats. Look at his record against the Dolphins. Look at his record against the Mike McDaniel Dolphins, the recent Dolphins. He throws a ton of touchdowns, very few interceptions, and the only perfect passing game of his entire career, Josh Allen, was against the Dolphins this year, just a couple of months ago. It's like the best game he's ever, ever played. I don't know how they're going to do it because no Bradley Chubb, no Jalen Phillips. Those are the Wranglers. Those are the guys who get Allen down. They're going to need an outlandish game from their offense, I think, because Allen will cook. Take number five. Quick timeout to talk college football. I watched the Rose Bowl. Was that the worst play call ever at the end of the game? What was Alabama doing? That sucked. I really like Tommy Reese. Saban. They're sitting there and they need to score. They have a fourth and goal. They had about 20 minutes to think about it. There were timeouts and interminable commercial breaks in that game. And then they're like, here's what we should do. Let's take our quarterback, line him up in the shotgun behind the center who can't do a shotgun snap, who has proven it to us for 3 hours, and let's just have a crappy snap, have him pick it up off his shoelaces, and then dive headfirst into the back of that same lineman who can't do a snap. That'll be the game. What a terrible call. The Michigan D-line had eaten them up all day, all night. They didn't even sprint the guy out. They didn't get him. Just take the ball, the shotgun snap, off the grass, and run and dive into the line, and let's go home. God, that sucked. What a great game. What a terrible, terrible call. Take number six. Justin Fields and his future is the most interesting story in the NFL. The games are the most exciting. The games are the most topical. Justin Fields is the most interesting. Fact is, the Chicago Bears locked up the number one pick. Thank you, Carolina. They have the number one pick for the second year in a row. It's done. It doesn't matter what happens the next week. What the hell do they do with Justin Fields? I've been asking this for 2 months. Do they take a quarterback and say, Justin, we're done with you? Do they trade it for the second year in a row and say, Justin, we love you? Do they do something really nuts and take Marvin Harrison as the number one overall pick in the draft? It's so fun. And you know what? I still don't think they know what they're doing with Justin Fields. I'll tell you this. The Bears go to Lambeau. They go to against the Packers who are fighting for a lot. If Justin Fields goes and plays well and wins that game and ends the Packers season and wins in Lambeau, I think you have to bring him back. If he goes and he throws two interceptions and fumbles and they lose 31-16, they may not bring him back. They may say, that's enough. We were drafting a quarterback. I really think it's like a playoff game for his career. It's that big. I don't think they've made up their mind. Either way, I think they're sitting there and they're like, we're going to watch one more game. This organization purportedly is about beating the Packers. Let's go to Lambeau and see if he can do it. It's amazing. Take number seven. Tough to slam the take on the Lions call into our very tidy format here. At the end of the Lions-Cowboys game, it's been talked about for days. The one thing I cannot abide is the take where they were too creative and they were too slick. And you shouldn't have gone up there with all those linemen and you confused the official just like you were trying to confuse the Cowboys. Well, too bad. The official's job is to not be confused. Don't penalize the Lions or don't blame the Lions because they were too creative amidst the most creative era in the history of the sport in which you're nothing if you're not creative. They nailed that thing. The referee was overwhelmed. He should have slowed down and said, whoa, 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 hold on a second. Let's make sure of this. He assumed it got away from them. They didn't do everything perfect. The officials didn't do everything perfect. But don't blame the Lions for being too creative because they nailed that thing. Take number 8. Lions-Rams is the only playoff game I really, 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 really want. Do you understand that this LA Rams dumped Jared Goff after he got them to the Super Bowl? After a Super Bowl run, they dumped him. McVay said, I'm out. I need an upgrade. And then the best part about it was that he didn't even meet with Jared Goff. It was done over the phone. It was not done directly. And Jared Goff doubled back and said, no, Sean, we're going to meet. I'd like to talk with you face to face. Can you imagine them going into Detroit, the Rams, with Stafford, his upgrade, facing Jared? What if Jared lights them up? It's so, so, so good. I want it. Take number 9. Lamar's going to win the MVP. It's done. And he's not going to do it necessarily with statistics. He's going to go the avenue of best player on the best team, which I respect. I think Christian McCaffrey's had a hell of a season. And you could say he's the best player in the best team, but he's not the best team. They got hammered by Baltimore. I just think it's funny. I've gotten to talk to Christian a few times about this exact topic. When awards come up, no matter what the award is, he always kind of rolls his eyes and laughs because he never wins awards. He's like, I never win anything. I don't win the Heisman. I don't win Rookie of the Year. I don't win Offensive Player of the Year. I don't win a Comeback Player of the Year. He lost it last year to Geno Smith. He had 1,000 and 1,000 season, McCaffrey. Not only did he not win MVP, didn't even win Offensive Player of the Year. He won't win. Take number 10. I reached the height of laziness this past couple of days. My wife and my family are out of town. I did an Uber Eats order, and I specified on the order in the little comment section, please come in the front door. Come on in. I wanted to see if I could get the delivery driver to come all the way in the house into my couch. I didn't even have to get off the couch. He came in. This guy's name was Brian. He drove a Subaru, and he delivered and knocked on the door, and he said, hello, hello, is anybody here? He made me get off the couch, but I still tried, and I regret nothing. That's 10 minutes. That's a tight 10 minutes. We talked about food, college football, pro football. We talked some 90s Bulls. It was really fun. 2024 is going to be a great year. Thank you for joining me. Let's get out. Tight episode, 10 takes, 10 minutes. Tell your friends, share it, like it, review it, rate it. Love you. See you next week. Ten Takes is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more iHeartRadio pods, go to the iHeartRadio app, go to Apple, go anywhere you like. It'll be there.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.